Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I don't know why, but for some reason, I just got this feeling. But for some reason, it's just this. It's just something that I have to do. And no, I can assure you, nobody communicated with me nonverbal. Nobody communicated and suggest that I do this. Nobody did it nonverbal. Nobody made the suggestion. This is just that gut feeling. This is just something from deep, so deep down with inside that's suggesting, or that's just promoting, that I should do this. And I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go with it, because that's what we do here. Not necessarily go with the flow. But we go with intuition. We go with the gut feeling, because that's what it's about. That is what it's about. And I feel as though it's been a long time since I spouted out. It's been a long time since I presented my credentials for becoming leader of the mouth breathers. Yes, it's been a while. It's been a long time, and I know 99.6% of you can understand and grasp where I'm coming from, and understand and grasp that I have what it takes, and I don't need to present my credentials. I don't need to show that I'm qualified. I don't need to do anything other than just keep on doing what I've been doing. Keep on just being me. I get that. I get it. I appreciate it. I understand. However, it's still that other percent. There's still that other percent that's saying to themselves that I need to prove myself. I need to come to work every day and show that I'm qualified. I need to just do all the things that make you believe. Believe, non-believer, believe. Well, when I first started driving, and yes, this predates the blowing up engines. This predates everything else, but not necessarily the learning or figuring out what each individual component of a car does or how all of that stuff works. Maybe a little bit right after that, but definitely before the blowing up engines. And I have to say that I'm not creative. I don't think outside the box necessarily. I just go ahead and do what any other person would do. I don't think creatively. I don't think outside the box. I just don't come up or concoct some weird, strange, odd, peculiar ideas and just go with that. No, I just do what any other person would do. However, it just may happen sooner or it may happen later. There's never this right on time moment. There's never this right on time. And see, TV shows and cartoons and all of that stuff, it can give you ideas. It can just make you believe, non-believer, believe. Kind of what I'm doing here. Proving my credentials or showing you that I'm worthy. First learning or starting to learn how to drive and having all of these ideas from all of these TV shows racing and running through my brain and just bouncing like, woo, shiny object, shiny object, shiny object. What was I talking about again? And having all of that go on and having just so many shiny objects and things just bouncing around from the TV shows, from the cartoons, from life, from just, I guess, imagination, but not creative, because any other person would do this. Any other person has done this. I'm just doing what the average person, learning how to drive or starting out driving, would do. We all go through this. We all go through this. Some more extreme than others. You know who you are. No judge zone. No judge zone. Not here. No. Well, there's that. And for some reason, I had in my mind, I had this idea that jumping out of a car, it's okay. You can jump out of a car, be okay, be all right, if your feet are moving just as fast as the car is going. If your feet are moving just as fast as the car going, if you jump out the car, you are just gonna like, hey, I'm going the same speed as the car is going. My feet are moving the same, and I'm okay. I am okay. And see, we all know that is possible once we work out the math equation and go ahead and get the, get all the science and get all the mathematics stuff out of the way. And we calculated how fast we have to be moving our feet and how the max speed of the car can be going. You figure all that out, it's just child's play. When you figure all that out, it's just child's play. If we figure all that out, it's just child's play. You just have to execute. Being new, being a noob, not being fully aware of all of the situations, you know, like wind or resistance and some other variables that you really should account for, but somehow you miscalculate or you forget to use a 1 and you use a 0 instead. Yeah, you know, just the basic stuff, just the basics. So you're not aware of everything. So you have an idea, you have your calculations, and it doesn't affect you in the sense of, You got everything, or you got most of the things wrong. You got the timing wrong. You got something wrong. It's just execution. Being aware in the execution part. Being aware, execute. Because you have to execute. You have to be able to pull it off. If you don't pull it off, it's just not good. It is not good. And doing this from a car. As far as, is the door open? Is the door closed? How is that going to work out? Is it going to be the front seat? Is it going to be the back seat? Are you driving? Somebody else driving? You the passenger? There's different variables that you have to account for. And so you kind of have to like work this out and visualize this in your head first. And then have a little practice runs, hopefully a simulator or just imagination maybe, or possibly not do it at all. Hey, but No Judd's Zone. Do all that. You still have to execute. Because if one something go wrong, like maybe if the wind's blowing 10 knots one way, east, west, south, and you somehow calculated as in 9 or you calculate as in 11, that's a huge factor. And then go ahead and throw that in, tossing that into the miscalculation. And see, this is why one person and one person only, not necessarily pull this off, but would think this and think all of this stuff through. And it's the leader of a mouth breather. The leader of a mouth breather, somebody with that ilk, somebody would be able to come up with and be able to make that happen. Not necessarily pull it off, but think about it and make it happen. And this is Exhibit A. And I know what you're thinking, still non-believers, but you're like, yeah, but I know. See. Doing this on a treadmill, it's not really the same thing. Doing this on a treadmill is different because you really do not have to calculate when. I guess you could, but it's not really. And the treadmill's already going at a constant speed. You know the speed. The speed is not going to change. And if somebody was driving, or if you were driving and doing it at the same time, you really can't keep it at a constant speed unless you use cruise control. But if you use cruise control, maybe. But then still, not really. It's not the same. It's different. It is different. Because you're actually outside and the other variables. Treadmill, inside, and you, just the little thing is going round and round like, and doing that, and it's at a constant speed, so you can just already visualize and get an idea of how fast my feet got to be moving for me to hop on this thing and catch up. And this has been done many, many, many times. This has been done many times. It's been broadcast. It's been played over and over. There has been people that's been successful. There has been people that's not been successful.
But I know what you're going to say. Yeah, people did the same thing with the jumping out of the car and doing the same thing.
Yeah. Not the same. One is easy. One is easier. And I let you decide. I report, you decide. And that's the thing. I can count. No. I can count on many different occasions where I've pulled off the treadmill act before. Who hasn't? Just say you're on a treadmill, you're running, I don't know what, 5.5, 6, 7 maybe, 7. And you want to get a sip of water, you want to get some water, you're a little bit tired, maybe your legs cramping up or something. And so you hop off. You hop off, drink your water, and you hop back on. Everything's fine. How many people have you seen do that? Just about everybody. It's almost like second nature. We've all seen people be able to do this and pull this off because they thought about it, visualized, did it so many times where it's like, hey, I got this. Wham! I got this. Wham! Now,
doing it out of a moving vehicle, doing it out of a vehicle and just hopping out. Just, hey, I got this. Standing up straight and just like running right alongside the car or riding, running past the car. It's like, yeah, I got this. Look at this. How many people we've seen do this? How many people we've seen do this? Do we see this on a regular? Do we see this all the time? Riddle me that, Batman. Riddle me that. And that's why I say only a leader of a mouth breather can pull it off. Only a leader of a mouth breather can pull it off. Not necessarily execute the plan, but pull off the plan and steal and steal of knowing what actually went wrong, what went right, and doing what needs to be done moving forward as far as with having that not happen again. Because something like that, you get one shot. You get one opportunity. And from there, that's about it. All it takes is one time, one try. The execution, if it's correct, you might be rewarded. The execution's poor. Yeah, about that. About that. About that. And this happened when I was first learning how to drive, when I was first doing the whole driving things, like, yeah. And I wish I could say that was an original idea. It was not an original idea. I got it from somewhere, maybe a movie, maybe TV, cartoon, possibly. I don't know. I can't recall. I don't remember where it exactly came from. I just know I was able to pull it off. Execution was, okay. Awareness, super duper. Aware, or should I go with my favorite word here? Awareness was amazing. And that's why I would say this puts me in a category of leader of the mouth breather. This put me in the category of being that special person. This puts me in a category above and beyond call of duty. Yes. So non-believer, believe. Non-believer, believe. Just like international football, non-believer, believe. Italy is no more. Italy is out. World Cup, no, you did not make it. Didn't you win it so many times? Haven't you won it for so many years? Aren't you supposed to be the cream of the crop? Aren't you supposed to be the leader next to Brazil and maybe some other countries? But yet you're not there. I wonder why. What happened? What are you doing? Are you taking cues and lessons from? Wait a minute, can't say that. But why? Why did you get paid off to do this? Because we know how the international football, FIFA, and all this other stuff works. You got paid, right? No?
Of course. Well, at least
the manager didn't get sacked.
At least the manager didn't get sacked.
Or wait, at least the manager didn't sack himself.
Yeah, wow, good times, good times. I would like to be a part of this. Where can you sign me up?